Unit 4. Reading.
What's in your future? You've probably heard it before. A friend or relative nostalgically recalling their time at university as the best years of my life. There's good reason to believe them too. After all, for most people, going to university is their first taste of real independence, particularly if they have to live away from the family home. Along with enjoying the freedom to go out whenever and with whomever they choose, they learn some valuable life lessons. These include looking after themselves, budgeting their money, and learning responsibility by attending their classes and submitting academic work on time. Plus, at the end of the course, they've achieved their aim of earning a degree, and for many people, the status associated with having a university education. Not everyone, however, is cut out for academic studies. So what alternatives are there for teens who finish school but don't think university is for them? That was the problem facing Tom Mercell. After completing his secondary school studies, he opted out of university, but was unable to find information online about the alternatives. That's when Not Going to Uni was born. Tom founded the website in 2008, and since then, he has helped thousands of young people to create their own path in life. It's a great resource for students, parents, and careers advisors alike. Its popularity is in no doubt. There are over 100,000 visitors to notgoingtouni.co.uk every month, making it the leading website in the UK, helping school leavers to make better decisions about their future. It brings the wealth of opportunities that exist outside of traditional university courses together in one place. The options include apprenticeships, diplomas, distance learning, gap years, and jobs. However, working out what to do professionally, whether it involves university or not, can be tricky. What if you feel you're not ready yet? Take a gap year. It'll give you time to think and prevent you from rushing into a bad choice. What if you can't decide? The best way to prepare for what's ahead is by getting to know yourself better, understanding what makes you happy, discovering your strengths, and being realistic. Perhaps that's easier said than done. So how can you find out more about yourself? An excellent way to do this is to ask people you like, trust, and respect what job they think might suit your strengths and personality. Parents, grandparents, and teachers are ideal. They can be more objective about you than you can be about yourself. You might be surprised by their opinion of you, but it's very useful to know what you're good at, and, equally important, what you can improve. By combining your strengths and personality traits with your interests, you'll be able to find the best fit for you. For example, if you are organized, interested in science, good at problem solving and with numbers, and like the idea of further study at university, you'd probably make a great forensic scientist. But if university isn't for you, the same qualities and an apprenticeship could lead you in a different direction, like plumbing. Whether you become a scientist or a plumber, a teacher or a hairdresser, your starting point for a happy and successful working life is to choose a job that suits your individual qualities best. Don't waste time or energy trying to achieve an unrealistic goal or, worse, doing nothing at all. There's a whole world of incredible opportunities just waiting for you.